And did you hear on my mind every hour of the day without your sweet inspiration?
Hello, it's Tuesday night at 7 p.m. on the left coast, which means it's time for the Tammy Jackson Show on the 405. This is Tammy Jackson, and I am welcoming you to 60 minutes of sweet conservative inspiration. If you care to do so, interact with comments and questions on Twitter during the show. Use the hashtag #TJRS and follow me at Tammy J. That's T-A-M-I-J. My first guest for tonight, which... once again, we have lost somewhere in digital space. We do not know where he is. We're trying to call him. We should be able to get him soon. His name is Greg Keller. I'll tell you a little bit about him, and then we'll try to round him up. Greg Keller is the treasurer of Citizens Against Corporate Bailouts. That's CACB. Greg Keller is widely regarded as one of the preeminent public affairs professionals in the country. Before founding Atlas Strategy Group, Keller helped lead two national public policy organizations, directed a national coalitions program for a presidential campaign, and managed a nationally watched U.S. Senate campaign. So a little more about these organizations. Keller served as the National Executive Director of the Faith and Freedom Coalition. This was founded by Ralph Reed, and FFC is one of the country's largest social conservative public policy organizations. They have more than 700,000 members and affiliates in 30 states. So we'll try to get Greg Keller on the show. What I'm going to do is take a quick break now. We'll try to get him and be right back.
You're on the 405.
Shop Amazon. Support the 405 Media. Click on the banner on top of our homepage. Then you know what to do. The 405 Media is an Amazon associate. That means you get great deals on Amazon.com and support the talk alternative at no extra charge. We are the 405media.com. Thank you. Gang of 405, live on the 405media.com. Join John Grant on the West Coast, Tammy Jackson in Oregon, and Scott Jones in Texas.
There was a kid who set a fire in the middle of the street, and he asked him why he did, and he said because he felt like it, and then looked in the camera and said, screw the president.
That kid needs a whooping.
Why in the wide, wide world of sports do you let your kid run off down the street and start fires?
Because where's the parents and bad parenting,
yeah,
and it turns
exactly.
out that he grew theory.
Well, his dad was down the street emceeing an inaugural event. Oh. Well, Drew Carey is a Gary Johnson guy, so you can bet your patootie that around the Drew Carey house, there was a lot of nasty things said about Donald Trump.
The kid needs an ass whooping, and he needs one yesterday.
Spare the rod and spoil the libertarian, I always say. The original and classic Gang of 405. Saturday mornings, live, 7 a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Eastern, only on the 405media.com.
You're on the 405.
Let's talk tech. Tech news discussions from the people in the industry right here in Pittsburgh. Online, gadgets, startups, and more. Check it out at awesomecast.net.
AwesomeCast. It's all about tech, and it's all about gadgets. It's AwesomeCast, Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern, on the 405media.com.
You're on the 405.
We are a bold and active voice for the unborn. We are Audio Girl Ministries, saving the lives of babies by helping moms in crisis pregnancies get past the crisis. How? Free ultrasound imaging so the woman can see the life she's carrying, and by supplying her with essential baby items, diapers, clothes, food, crib, car seat, all given with a loving and caring heart. Want to help? Log on to audiogirlministries.com and make a tax-deductible donation. audiogirlministries.com. Thanks.
All I'm back. This is Tammy Jackson. We had a quick break as we went and rounded up the elusive Greg Keller. In case you missed the first intro, he's the treasurer of Citizens Against Corporate Bailouts. He's been national executive director of the Faith and Freedom Coalition. He's done a number of things. We'll talk about those in a minute. But Greg Keller, welcome to the show.
Tammy, thanks for having me, and I'm sorry I missed you the first time around. I'm excited to be talking to you.
That's okay. We found you. Now, first of all, as executive director of the American Conservative Union, you organized multiple national CPAC events. That's pretty darn impressive.
Thank you for that. Of all the things that I've done in my political career, and I've been involved in politics professionally since 2001, I mean, leading five national CPAC events, leading six regional CPAC events. I mean, I kind of feel like when I'm 70 or 80 years old someday and I'm looking back on my career, that's something I'll really be able to be proud of, that I was running an organization that a lot of people consider to be kind of the umbrella group of the conservative movement and probably the most important conservative event that goes on in the world every single year. And I got to lead 10 or 11 of them.
Yeah, that's so darn impressive. Hey, I want to ask you, can you pick out a most memorable CPAC and why?
I think, well, you know, after the fact, I didn't realize it at the time, but having Andrew Breitbart at my first one or two CPACs, having him in the green room behind stage and talking to him before he had an opportunity to go on stage, I didn't realize at the time how fleeting our opportunity was going to be to spend time with Andrew.
Right.
But I look back on those times now and the time I was able to spend with Andrew at CPAC, backstage, all over the place, just to get to know him as a person. I think probably by virtue of what happened subsequently to that, I think that's probably my most kind of poignant, bittersweet memories from CPAC is the time I was able to spend with Andrew Breitbart.
That's pretty precious stuff. I think that tells all of us we ought to seize the day, because none of us knows, you know, our days are numbered, but they're not numbered by us. And we really need to make the most of every opportunity. What I find almost more impressive, and there's a reason for this, was that you served as the National Executive Director of the Faith and Freedom Coalition, which was founded by Ralph Reed. And if anyone's listening doesn't know who baby-faced Ralph Reed is, Ralph was the first Executive Director of the Christian Coalition during the early 90s. I have followed his career and really respected the man. What was it like working with Ralph Reed?
You know, when I look at Ralph as someone who knows how to run campaigns, you know how in baseball, Tammy, they say that like a really good baseball player is a five-tool player? They can do every facet of the game pretty well. That's what it was like working for Ralph Reed. When you worked for Ralph, you got the sense that he was the best campaign manager in the business. You got the sense that he was the best creative director in the business. You got the sense that he was the best male designer in the business. Working for him was it was just like taking a master class in national politics, because every single thing that he did in the realm of politics, he was the best person at that point in my career who I had ever worked or dealt with across every single discipline. It was an incredible learning experience, and really fortunate to have worked under him and still consider him a friend and talk to him frequently.
I was going to ask you if you stay in contact, because I consider him one of those guys that have led conservative and faith-based conservative movements that is a real man of integrity.
Absolutely. I mean, you look at the arc of his career, the things that he's been involved in have just been absolutely phenomenal. And you look at the Faith and Freedom Coalition. When I was first working for Ralph, I worked with him starting in 2009 when he was first launching the Faith and Freedom Coalition. And this was after the Christian Coalition days, when people thought that, oh, well, you know, he's not working with Pat Robertson anymore. This isn't going to succeed. Can he really make it without Pat? And what do you know? Just a handful of years later, it is the largest, most successful, most impactful conservative, social conservative organization in America today. They have affiliates in virtually every single state. They have more than a million members nationwide. It really speaks to Ralph's talent, energy, and ability as a political organizer. He's been successful absolutely everywhere he's gone.
Oh, he sure has, and it makes me proud to be a conservative when I look at someone like him. Now, Greg Keller, tell us just a little bit about your present company, Atlas Strategy Group. What does it do?
So I spent, Tammy, the majority of my career working on conservative political campaigns. Probably the first 10 years of my career, starting in 2002, working for conservative candidates for office. After that, I kind of got into this niche where, frankly, I was running national conservative organizations. So you mentioned earlier that I had run the Faith and Freedom Coalition, which is now the largest social conservative organization in America. After that, I ran CPAC and the American Conservative Union, which is the oldest grassroots organization in America, originally founded by William F. Buckley. I started my company, Atlas Strategy Group, just a few years ago, thinking that, I've been commuting for, frankly, Tammy, for about 8 years at that point.
Oh, wow.
I married my high school sweetheart, Lori. We have three kids, and we'd been living in St. Louis the entire time, and I was commuting for 8 years straight, gone 50 weeks a year. And what I wanted to do was just continue to work on the issues and for the causes I cared about most, which is conservative grassroots, conservative politics, but at the same time, try to be home a little bit more and be a little bit more present of a father and husband, which is why I launched my firm a few years ago.
Wow. Good for you. I love it. Now, one of the reasons I brought you on is that something horrible is happening in New York State that could affect every American, and that is Governor Cuomo's $8 billion energy tax hike to prop up failing upstate nuclear plants. That's the largest middle-class tax increase in decades. I want everybody to hear this. We won't be able to hear it, Greg, but let's listen to this 30-second ad from Citizens Against Corporate Bailouts.
It's the largest tax hike on the middle class in decades. Nearly $8 billion, hitting every New Yorker every time you flip a light switch or charge your phone. It's Governor Cuomo's energy tax hike to prop up failing upstate nuclear plants. Yet New York Senate Republicans have said nothing. Senate Republicans have sat silent as Cuomo raises our taxes. Tell Senate Republicans it's time to fight the Cuomo tax.
What in the world is Cuomo calling this tax, Greg?
Well, it's absolutely terrible. Grover Norquist wrote about this just recently as today in a New York state publication. What he said, and I think it's absolutely true, Grover said that Andrew Cuomo has decided that he is going to be the single most leftist governor in the history of New York State, which is no small feat, as you and your listeners know, Tammy. What he did was he decided that in pursuit of his green agenda, he was going to mandate, and New York State government is going to mandate, that 50% of energy in the state of New York come from quote unquote renewable sources by the year 2030. Now the problem with that is that they're only getting about 20 or so percent of their power right now from renewable sources. So how did they go ahead and do that? Well, what they did was they decided that they were going to go ahead and bail out the three nuclear power plants. Funded and owned by a corporation out of Chicago called Exelon, who has revenue every single year in excess of $34 billion. And yes, that's billion with a B. They're going to bail out these three failing nuclear power plants to the tune of nearly $10 billion over the course of 10 years. They were going to do so in the name of green energy. They were going to bail out this $34 billion company that, by the way, had done hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of political contributions across the country. And that's what we're fighting against in New York State right now, because what's happening is Andrew Cuomo decides that he wants to run for president of the United States in 2020. He decides that in order to do that, he needs to run as a big green candidate. And the first thing he does in order to do that is put in place all these government mandates with regards to renewable fuels, and by doing so, buys out all these nuclear power plants.
Wow, wow. And I keep thinking the Republicans should be screaming at the top of their lungs, but they've lost their will to fight. I'll be back with my guest, Greg Keller. The Tammy Jackson Show is sponsored by Robar Guns, a true custom firearms and firearms finishing shop. They're located in Phoenix, Arizona. They're found online at robarguns.com. They have custom guns. They have custom and rifles, shotguns, pistols, etc. And they can modify your rifle, shotguns, or pistols. Any firearm you have, you can send it to them, and they can work wonders with it, give it new life, make it a showpiece. So check out robarguns.com, sponsor of the Tammy Jackson Show.
You're on the 405.
Shop Amazon, support the 405 Media. Click on the banner on top of our homepage. Then you know what to do. The 405 Media is an Amazon associate. That means you get great deals on Amazon.com and support the Talk Alternative at no extra charge. We are the 405media.com. Thank you. Pops Radio, short for Pissed Off, Politically Speaking, with Scott Jones on the 405media.com.
Brett Baer, thanks for joining us from Washington.
Hey, great to be here.
Tom Rogan, thanks for being with us.
Great to be with you, Scott. Thanks for having me on.
Cheryl Atkinson, thanks for joining us.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Is Washington just totally dysfunctional? I mean, to me, this is just unprecedented, Cheryl.
These ties are so deep now, and so at least giving the appearance of corruption, I think people have come to just kind of throw up their hands and distrust nearly every official establishment body.
And your words here on our air today should be horrifying, if not motivating, for anyone who's sitting on the fence about this.
Pissed Off, Politically Speaking, Monday, 7 a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Eastern, only on the 405media.com.
You're on the 405.
This is Mike from the Wrestling Mayhem Show, the show where we get fans and people in the wrestling industry together to talk about pro wrestling, WWE, NXT, WrestleMania, all kinds of fun. It's a podcast party. Check it out, Wrestling Mayhem Show, right here on the 405 Media.
Listen to the Wrestling Mayhem Show, now 7 nights a week, 9 p.m. Pacific, midnight Eastern, right here on the 405media.com.
You're on the 405.
This is Tammy Jackson with my guest, public policy expert Greg Keller. If you're just joining the show, Greg Keller is widely regarded as one of the preeminent public affairs professionals in the country. Just before the break, Greg and I were talking about Governor Cuomo's $8 billion, as he said, billion with a B, dollar energy tax hike to prop up failing upstate nuclear plants in New York State. And that is the largest middle class tax increase in decades. I want to be sure that everybody has heard the current ad by Citizens Against Corporate Bailouts. So let's listen once more to this very short 30-second ad.
It's the largest tax hike on the middle class in decades. Nearly $8 billion, hitting every New Yorker every time you flip a light switch or charge your phone. It's Governor Cuomo's energy tax hike to prop up failing upstate nuclear plants. Yet New York Senate Republicans have said nothing. Senate Republicans have sat silent as Cuomo raises our taxes. Tell Senate Republicans it's time to fight the Cuomo tax.
Okay. Of course, Governor Cuomo is a Democrat, and he worked in Clinton's U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development, then was Secretary of HUD in the Clinton administration. Makes perfect sense. It should be apparent to all my listeners, all of whom are exceptionally bright and highly informed, that Cuomo is a big, big government guy. What do you predict is going to happen to this tax? Greg Keller, you told me during the break that you've made some tremendous progress. Detail that, will you, for everybody listening?
Yeah, we have made tremendous progress, Tammy, but here's the problem, is that I think all of your listeners would expect someone like Andrew Cuomo to think that an $8 billion government bailout of a company that that makes $32 billion a year is a good use of taxpayer money, okay? As ridiculous as that is, it's understandable that someone like Andrew Cuomo, to your listeners, would be willing to do something like that. But right. What isn't understandable to people like us and like your listeners is that Republicans, supposed fiscal conservatives in the New York State Senate, have not been standing up to say enough is enough. Enough of the crony capitalism, enough of the corporate bailouts, enough of the back scratching, wealthy to wealthy. And what we've been working at Citizens Against Corporate Bailouts is to hold self-proclaimed fiscal conservative Republicans' feet to the fire and say, you are a senator from what they call the downstate portion of New York State. You are from Long Island. You are from New York. Your constituents, Senator Kemp Hannon, as an example, are not going to see any new jobs by benefit of this corporate bailout. The only thing your constituents are going to experience is higher energy costs every single month, month after month, for the rest of their rate-paying lives. And so the bad news is that the Republicans, even supposedly fiscally conservative Republicans whose constituents are going to be hit hardest by this and see the least benefit from it, they've been the slowest to respond. But the good news is that we started airing television ads at Citizens Against Corporate Bailouts a few weeks ago. We were targeting and trying to message to five different members, Republican members of the New York State Senate. Since we started airing these ads and since our members and since our constituents and friends started calling their members of the New York State Senate, we have successfully helped flip two of those five members. Two of those five members have now sent letters to Governor Cuomo saying that at the very least, this plan needs to be put off for a year. This $8 billion corporate bailout needs to be postponed by a year so that we can at least make sure that from an economic and environmental standpoint, that all the promises that are being made by the radical environmental left are actually going to come to fruition. So we're two-fifths of the way there, but we've got to keep the pressure up where we are now.
Well, I was going to ask you, and I think I know exactly what you're going to say, is what can Americans, what can conservatives do? And your area of expertise is coalition building. Give us your prescription for this heinous proposed tax.
Yep. First thing they can do is we have a website. We have a Facebook page. We have Twitter following. The first thing your folks can do is go ahead and join and or follow those. Again, it's Citizens Against Corporate Bailouts. They can message and talk to their family members, loved ones, and friends who live in New York State and tell them to go ahead and get in front of these elected officials. Again, we've got two of our five Republican members who we have been targeting for constituent phone calls and for the like going our way after a lot of effort. We still need three of the five, though. What we're doing is we're running television ads. We just went ahead and upped our television buy just this week. We have a new phone program that's being led by Taxpayers Protection Alliance. It's going to start tomorrow that we're very excited about. We need to let these elected officials know by every means at our disposal that these kind of corporate bailouts of multiple billions of dollars for multiple billion-dollar companies won't stand, and blue-collar New York workers won't foot the bill anymore. So anything they can do to message to these Republican state senators in Long Island and in the greater New York City area, Westchester County, is much appreciated.
Yes, and it's crazy to me that Republicans aren't all screaming about this, because when you think about it, what he's trying to do, what Governor Cuomo is trying to do with these big bailouts, is the opposite of free market conservative principles, in which a business, large or small, whether it's a sole prop or a huge corporation, should live or die by their own ability, where, you know, the good ones do well and the bad ones go out of business. And that's the way it works in capitalism, in the free market system, under conservative principles, which leads me to one of my last questions for you, my last couple of questions. In your estimation, Greg Keller, how are conservatives doing in disseminating their worldview, in messaging our time-tested conservative values?
You know, I think God bless the Tea Party movement. I think that since the advent of the Tea Party movement, I think we're doing better than we ever have before. I think it's amazing. You know, I saw a couple of tweets on Twitter today about President Trump from some conservative grassroots supporters of his who said that, you know, given all the controversy that appears to be swirling about him in the mainstream media, it's amazing how untouched the American people are by this. The American people continue to care about pocketbook issues first, second, last, and foremost. And I think that the extent to which President Trump and this administration continues to oversee record job growth, a decline in the unemployment rate, I think that they're going to be well served. And I think that they need to the extent that it's possible, and it's very difficult, particularly here in Washington, D.C., where I happen to be visiting for the week, I think the extent to which we as grassroots conservatives can tune out the Washington Post and the New York Times and CNN, as difficult as that can be, I think that will serve us very well, and it will kind of put that steel on our spine that we need to make sure that we continue doing all the right things.
Yeah, I'm encouraging people week after week to get more active. I want to ask you quickly, what is Cuomo's approval rating right now in New York State?
His approval rating, sadly, is still reasonably well. He's not doing absolutely as disastrously as someone like, Daniel Malloy, who is the least popular governor in all of America, just to New York City's neighbor there in Connecticut. I will say this, though. The Nonpartisan Tax Foundation recently ranked New York State as the 49th worst place to do business from a tax perspective.
Oh, wow.
So Andrew Cuomo, by virtue of these kind of $8 to $10 billion corporate bailouts on behalf of multi-billion-dollar companies that are going to jack up tax rates for taxpayers all over the state, he has succeeded in making New York State, previously one of the crown jewels of our country, an absolute economic basket case to the point where the Nonpartisan Tax Foundation is now saying that it's the 49th worst state to do business in from a tax perspective in the entire country. So I think the chickens are coming home to roost, and a lot of it has to do with the mismanagement of Governor Andrew Cuomo.
Wow, wow. As usual, when Democrats are in charge, things go south. And I would say that's 49 out of 50, not 57, if anybody listening believed Obama or something. Hey, Greg Keller, it's just terrific to meet your acquaintance. I'm glad we found you, and I'd love to have you on again sometime.
Tammy, I'd love to. I had a great time. Blessings to all of your listeners, and I hope to talk to you again soon.
That'd be fantastic. Thanks for taking the time.
Take care.
Hey, you're listening to the Tammy Jackson Show on the 405. I will be back on the other side of the break with pundit Timothy Shea. The Tammy Jackson Show is brought to you by Rent-A-Computer. An agent from rentacomputer.com can save your company time and money on your next short-term need for a computer, audiovisual, or office equipment rental. Rent-A-Computer.com delivers the rental hardware your event needs to your office, trade show booth, or event venue location anywhere in the United States or Canada. Their offerings include Apple iPads, iPhones, Microsoft Surface tablets, and copiers. If you're planning your next corporate event, remember, rentacomputer.com provides a superior turnkey event rental service with one point of contact for clients both large and small. Visit rentacomputer.com or call them at 800-736-8772. That's rentacomputer.com, sponsor of the Tammy Jackson Show.
You're on the 405.
Shop Amazon, support the 405 media. Click on the banner on top of our homepage. Then you know what to do. The 405 media is an Amazon associate. That means you get great deals on Amazon.com and support the talk alternative at no extra charge. We are the 405media.com. Thank you.
The Gang of 405, live on the 405media.com. Join John Grant on the West Coast, Tammy Jackson in Oregon, and Scott Jones in Texas.
Broader America is hip to the game, and they're tired of it.
That is spot on. You guys probably remember, for instance, there was a homeschool Christian family from, was it Germany?
Germany.
That they wouldn't allow to come to the United States.
There's not a single Christian in the Jordanian camps for Syrian refugees.
It seems like the Democrats are hell-bent and will go to the mat to protect any foreigner, any immigrant.
ISIS is, in effect, running the immigration or refugee program for Italy right now because they decide who gets on the boat and goes across the Mediterranean seas. The original and classic Gang of 405. Saturday mornings live, 7 a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Eastern, only on the 405media.com.
On the 405.
I love Tammy.
I love you back, Kurt, because I'm a caring kind of gal.
The Tammy Jackson Show.
I'm just one conservative gal encouraging you to keep fighting the good fight.
Tammy is what conservative insurgency is about.
Tammy Jackson, the granddaughter of legal immigrants.
In Honduras, they had 60,000 murders per 100,000, or something like that. And I thought, whoa, that is a lot.
Like every other person on the block is dead.
Tammy Jackson, the emerging threat from the West Coast.
Tammy has made herself into a rising radio star.
When we have these mass amounts just suddenly pour into the United States, we have a worse problem than we already have had with assimilation.
The Tammy Jackson Show, Tuesday nights, 10 Eastern, 7 Pacific, only on the 405media.com.
Anything for you, Tammy.
The 405.
Welcome back. This is Tammy Jackson. I'm a little over halfway through the show and now joined by guest Timothy Shea. In case you're wondering, Timothy Shea is not only my friend, he's been active in GOP politics deep behind enemy lines in the Northeast, as he likes to say, for over 40 years. Yep, 40 years. You got that right. More than that, though, Timothy is my good friend, and he is one of the sharpest conservative thinkers I know. Timothy, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Tammy. And let's not forget, I was involved in politics from an early age. My first campaign was with my dad when I was six, leafleting.
Oh, so, that counts.
I'm not as ancient as 40 years might make me sound.
He's not 75, folks. Hey, let's dive into the topic du jour, the Comey firing, mainstream media losing their minds. We've got Russia. We've got all kinds of things going on. My pal, comedian Dan Bennett, tweeted this just a few hours ago, which had me laughing. Anonymous sources say unnamed associates of fired investigators have third-hand accounts of notes written by aides not present.
That's pretty much exactly what we have.
I know. And I think if anybody hasn't been following this, both Timothy and I were out of pocket all day long. I was doing some training. He was doing something. And we meet at the end of the day to discover that everything's blowing up. And there's a New York Times article, which a lot of the stuff is coming from. There's some other stuff we'll talk about, too. But the New York Times article and the New York Times, a.k.a. all the news liberal hacks think is fit to print. That's what I call it. There's an article by Michael Schmidt, and it's titled Comey Memo Says Trump Asked Him to End Flynn Investigation. Now, let me set this up for you, Timothy. The article begins, President Trump asked the FBI Director James B. Comey to shut down the federal investigation into Mr. Trump's former National Security Advisor, Michael T. Flynn, in an Oval Office meeting in February, according to a memo Mr. Comey wrote shortly after the meeting. Quote, I hope you can let this go, end quote, the president told Comey, according to the memo. Now, the thing that is really sketchy is the source, because listen to this, Timothy Shea. Mr. Comey wrote the memo detailing his conversation with the president immediately after the meeting, which took place the day after Flynn resigned. The memo was part of a paper trail Mr. Comey created. Now, this is where it gets dicey. An FBI agent's contemporaneous notes are widely held up in court as credible evidence. Mr. Comey shared the existence of the memo with senior FBI officials and close associates. The New York Times has not viewed a copy of the memo, which is unclassified, but one of Mr. Comey's associates read parts of the memo to a Times reporter. Now, so aha, no one's seen the memo at the Times, but obviously Trump is guilty. Is that about the sum of it, Timothy?
Pretty much. Okay. What I wrote to a friend just about an hour ago, let's stick with what we know. On the one hand, we have a guy who could collect a pension from covering for the Clintons. Comey was part of three investigations of the Clintons, including the Whitewater investigation in the mid-90s and the Bubba Pardon investigation 15 years ago. Okay.
Right.
Note that, and the Clinton email investigation. So note that no charges have ever been brought as a result of a James Comey investigation of the Clinton, despite clear and convincing evidence that crimes were committed in all three instances. Okay, so he should be getting a 20-year pension from the Clinton Criminal Crime Family Foundation.
Yes.
Okay, sure, he's called a Boy Scout, and sure, his contemporaneous memo could be accurate, but is he Simon Pure? Nope. And on the other hand, we have an inexperienced clinical narcissist who sees any criticism as a personal attack.
Yep.
Did he express his hope that Comey lay off Flynn? Probably due to primarily to inexperience, not knowing where the lines are. Easy mistake for a noob to make. It's certainly more likely than not. We all know how Trump shoots from the lip.
Yep.
But does, and here's the takeaway, though. But does any of this rise to an impeachable offense? Please. We've just come off the most criminal administrations in history, where felonies were committed with such frequency by so many administration officials, it was almost as if they were in competition
yes.
to see who was the baddest hombre east of the Potomac. Okay? Where's James Comey's memo after he met with Loretta Lynch after she met with Bill Clinton on the tarmac in Tucson? I want to see that memo.
To talk about grandkids.
Yeah, where's his memo after he met with Lois Lerner? Okay, where's his memo on any of the crimes that were investigated by the FBI over the last 8 years? Fast and Furious, Benghazi, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Comey has no credibility. And even though I'd be disposed to believe him because he's even taller than I am, he's 6'8".
He's a tall guy.
No, he has zero credibility. The yeah. real problem here, okay, there are some serious, serious problems for the Constitution of having Donald Trump president. But you know what? He's not nearly the ogre they make him out to be. Would we have had the White House bathed in blue light last night if Hillary Clinton were president? Absolutely not.
Nope. Okay? Absolutely
he's,
not.
Would we have Neil Gorsuch on the Supreme Court? Absolutely not. I was not a Trump fan. I opposed him as strenuously as I could during the primary season. I thought the campaign he ran was disgraceful, particularly against Ted Cruz. And he wasn't my guy. Okay, I'm not one of these Kool-Aid guzzling Trump cultists. However, given that he was the only option to Hillary Clinton, there was no option. And he's done for a guy that's never been in politics before, okay, he doesn't know where the levers of power are. He doesn't know where the lines not to cross are. I think he's doing a pretty good job. And the real litmus test for me is to see how the left screams and wails and gnashes their teeth.
Yes.
Okay, it's like that vampire once the curtain has been torn down and the sunlight streams in. The biggest threat to our republic lies in the administrative bureaucracies, including the Defense Department. Don't forget, Barack Obama purged the senior command of every single branch of our armed forces.
He politicized the heck out of it.
If you did not sign a loyalty oath to him, if you did not say you would fire on American citizens, you were gone from lieutenant yes. colonel on up.
Yes.
Okay, so we have real problems, including in our military,
yes.
with Obama-era holdovers.
That
I think that the best thing that the president could do for this country is fire each and every Obama appointee in every administration department. I don't care if it's the National Census Bureau. I don't care if it's the EPA, the Bureau of Land Management, the Defense Department. Wherever you find them, cut them loose.
Yes.
They're not doing you any favors.
I agree 100%. And I want to tell people a little more. Purportedly, the Comey memo also says, I hope you can see your way clear to letting this go, to letting Flynn go, Mr. Trump told Mr. Comey, according to the memo. He's a good guy. I hope you can let this go. Mr. Trump told Mr. Comey that Flynn had done nothing wrong, according to the memo. Mr. Comey did not say anything to Mr. Trump about curtailing the investigation, only replying, I agree he's a good guy. In a statement, the White House denied the version of events in the memo. And this is important, too, because the White House was pretty clear. They said, while the president has repeatedly expressed his view that General Flynn is a decent man who served and protected our country, the president has never asked Mr. Comey or anyone else to end any investigation, including any investigation involving General Flynn. The president has the utmost respect for our law enforcement agencies in all investigations. This is not a truthful or accurate portrayal of the conversation between the president and Mr. Comey. So that seems pretty clear to be saying that.
It does. Do I think that Trump came out and said that you need to end this investigation? Absolutely not. He probably did one of his Trumpisms. Oh, we love Mike Flynn. Mike Flynn's a great guy. We love him.
Yeah.
Did he probably say, I hope you can let this go or something like that? Or there's, But
loosely
did he come
translated.
Out and say, did he come out and say, definitely, ward off, stay away, steer clear? Absolutely not. I don't think there's any credibility to that allegation.
No. But this is what they run with. And I got to tell you, I just heard a little bit of stuff on the news. I heard some stuff on the news this morning before I left. And even on Fox News, Timothy, which we both know is heading a little bit leftward. We've got Rupert's boys that are liberal and his daughters-in-laws, which are very liberal, pushing the levers a little bit. But on Fox News, I heard a number of allegations, and they were framed as if they were true almost.
Exactly. There's a presumption of credibility that is not appropriate.
Yes.
Tammy, here's how bad it is. Okay. I don't know if you've been seeing the posts on my wall, but I will point out things that the left has done. Tearing down the Confederate Civil War statues in New Orleans, which I think is one of the biggest disgraces in the last 50 years in this country. But I use the expression, how very Soviet of them.
Yes.
Okay. Google has redefined the term fascism to smear conservatives and shield leftists. Well, guess what? Fascism, even though it proclaims to be neither left or right, is a hardcore left totalitarian philosophy. It's a belief in the state. The Nazis were national socialists. Okay, fascism is and of the left, not the right. And Google has redefined it exactly the opposite. We're living in a bizarro world. I think we need to have mandatory mental health screenings for all registered Democrats. I mean, poor MaxiPad came out the other day, and she actually said this. I couldn't believe it until I saw the tape of her saying this, that
good old Maxine.
Trump needs to be impeached for firing Comey, but if Hillary had done it would have been fine.
Yes. Yes,
it's mind-boggling. And now we have Lawrence Tribe, the esteemed Lawrence Tribe of Harvard Law School, saying that Trump needs to be impeached before the conclusion of any investigation because the allegations are so severe that there is an existential threat to the republic. Where the hell have you been the last 8 years, Larry?
Everything we're hearing, they are just going bonkers. I cannot believe when I hear the press. And Trump, I think part of what some of us have enjoyed that didn't choose him first, but in the end, we had two people to choose from, and it certainly wasn't going to be Hillary Clinton. But it has been fun to see him pushing back at the media. They deserve it. They absolutely do.
They totally do. And it's, so we're going to convict first and try later.
Yes.
How very Soviet of them.
This is absolutely.
And the left is giving full voice. It's between the politicians like Maxine Pad Waters and Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi. Up Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi. You know, they're let's keep giving these people rope because they just keep insisting on hanging themselves. Bless their hearts. But the media is in full panic mode. They're in absolute panic to discredit this man. And I think, regardless of what you think about Trump the man or Trump the politician, the very fact that he's eliciting this reaction from people that we know are sworn enemies to the Constitution tells me that he's probably on the right track, at least mostly.
He probably is. Hey, the Tammy Jackson Show with my great guest, Timothy Shea, will be back to wrap up the hour after the break. The Tammy Jackson Show is brought to you by Dispatch's website. It's found at johnbiver.com. Dispatches is an absolute treasure trove of resources to inform and equip conservatives to fight and win the information war. That's dispatches at johnbiver.com, sponsor of the Tammy Jackson Show.
You're on the 405.
Shop Amazon, support the 405 Media. Click on the banner on top of our homepage. Then you know what to do. The 405 Media is an Amazon associate. That means you get great deals on Amazon.com and support the Talk Alternative at no extra charge. We are the 405media.com. Thank you.
This is Mike from the Wrestling Mayhem Show, the show where we get fans and people in the wrestling industry together to talk about pro wrestling, WWE, NXT, WrestleMania, all kinds of fun. It's a podcast party. Check it out. Wrestling Mayhem Show right here on the 405 Media.
Listen to the Wrestling Mayhem Show now 7 nights a week, 9 p.m. Pacific, midnight Eastern, right here on the 405media.com.
You're on the 405.
Carbon monoxide is a colorless, odorless gas that can be fatal. Don't use anything indoors that burns fuel, such as gasoline-powered generators, camp stoves and lanterns, or charcoal grills. Opening doors and windows or using fans isn't enough. Have your vents and chimneys checked to make sure water heater and gas furnace exhausts aren't blocked. If you feel sick, dizzy, or weak while using a generator, get to fresh air right away. From the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency. Children are at greater risk than adults from contaminants carried by floodwater. Since they dehydrate faster, they need to drink plenty of fluids. If the safety of your water is in question, either use bottled water or bring tap water to a rolling boil for at least 1 minute and let it cool before use. You should also keep children away from mud and make sure they don't play with anything that may have become polluted by floodwater or sludge. From the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency.
We are a bold and active voice for the unborn. We are Audio Girl Ministries, saving the lives of babies by helping moms in crisis pregnancies get past the crisis. How? Free ultrasound imaging so the woman can see the life she's carrying, and by supplying her with essential baby items, diapers, clothes, food, crib, car seat, all given with a loving and caring heart. Want to help? Log on to audiogirlministries.com and make a tax-deductible donation. audiogirlministries.com. Thanks.
Welcome back for the final segment of the Tammy Jackson Show with my guest, pundit Timothy Shea. In case you're just joining the show, Timothy Shea has been active in GOP politics, deep behind enemy lines, for his whole entire life in the Northeast. And so he's in dark blue territory there on one side of the country. I'm in dark blue territory here in Oregon. He's got some things to talk about that. We were talking before the break about the New York Times article by Michael Schmidt titled, Comey Memo Says Trump Asked Him to End Flynn Investigation. And it's really just hearsay compounded by hearsay. But Schmidt writes, this is interesting, in a Twitter post on Friday, Mr. Trump said that, quote, James Comey better hope that there are no tapes of our conversations before he starts leaking to the press, end quote. Now, first of all, Timothy, no one on Twitter says Twitter post. but rather we say tweet for those of
exactly.
us that know social media. So right away, that clues me in. How old is this dude? Does he know what he's talking about in the first place?
He's clearly a twerp.
He's clearly a twerp. Michael Schmidt may need to read my Twitter tutorials. That's what he needs to read. But that dinner was after Flynn had been interviewed by FBI agents about his phone calls with the Russian ambassador, Sergei Kislyak. Now, Timothy Shea, what are your thoughts about Flynn's phone calls with Kislyak?
First of all, I think they were part of his job. I don't know why he misled Mike Pence. That's really the offense. That's what got him fired.
Exactly.
That doesn't make any sense. I don't think that there was anything nefarious. Okay, here's how you know what the left is up to. It's whatever they're accusing the Republicans of doing.
Yeah.
Trump in bed with the Russians? Are you freaking kidding me? Obama gave them classified military technology despite mm-hmm. a law against it.
Right.
Hillary Clinton sold, estimates range from 20% to 30% of our strategic uranium production to the Russians in exchange for donations to the Clinton Criminal Crime Family Foundation. Okay, it's not the Republicans that have a quote-unquote Russia problem. Okay,
yep.
So anytime the Democrats accuse the Republicans of doing anything, you know that's exactly what they're up to.
It sure is. You know, the thing is, Trump's in the White House. The media, mainstream media, is like a pack of wolves. Of course, they never pounced on Obama's $1.7 billion bribe to Iran. But I made a meme last week. I don't know if you saw it, Timothy, of Newt Gingrich. He had a quote in an interview, and he said, "There's an entire segment of the media that wakes up every day and says, I know Trump did something horrible. What was it?" And that is true.
It's exactly true. They also, of course, the second question was, and if I don't come up with it, what lie can I tell to make it seem as though he did?
Yes. Yes. And everything he does, it's just crazy. When in the firing of Comey, when they were told in the presser that by Huckabee that it would Trump accepted the recommendation that, you know, they said that he had accepted
Sessions and Rosenfield.
Yes, yes. Thank you for filling that in. It's been a long day. But he accepted their recommendation. And then later Trump said in the interview that I was going to fire him regardless, but I did accept their recommendation. Now, they took it to mean like one was the truth and one was a lie, as opposed to...
Both are true.
They both are true. They both can be true. They don't contradict each other, no matter what Shepard Smith says. We all know what Shep thinks. Now, there's something else going on.
Shep's going to be moving to Oregon to get one of your new driver's licenses.
I think so. Hey, what were the couple things about Oregon you wanted to talk about?
Well, first of all, your good friend and mine, Heather Franklin. Did you see her video?
No, I did not.
Poor snowflake Heather Franklin, 33, had a child that she was babysitting, and she took her to the store. For all of you Northwestern Oregonians, you're going to want to give Everyday Deals Extreme on Southeast 146th Avenue your business. they had a Confederate, oh, the horror. They had Confederate flag rugs for sale hanging on the wall. And poor snowflake Heather Franklin completely lost her marbles over it. Now, the store fired two employees, as it should have, because they flipped her off and called her a female canine and other things which were inappropriate. But the video that this woman, remember what I just said, let's keep giving them enough rope because they're insisting on hanging themselves. This woman took a video on her own phone of her psychotic meltdown so bad that another woman came up to her and asked if she was okay, if she could get her any help, and she completely was
like
losing her mind. And then she thought it was
Straight
a good
jacket.
Idea to post that on social media. I mean, these people are unhinged, Tammy.
You can't make this stuff up. We were talking during the break, and you alluded to this at first. Oregon, they're trying to pass some kind of law now that says you could, on your driver's license, you can choose male, female, or undecided, which I think they're going to use an X to determine it. Now, whoever thought this was a good idea, and if you're undecided, you should go join Heather in her line when they're passing out straitjackets and meds, because holy moly.
Well, as a constitutionalist with a libertarian streak a mile wide and 3 miles deep, if I were applying for an Oregon license, driver's license, there is no question but that I would doll myself up in drag like Bruce Jenner and go down there, and I would claim that X. then let any cop try to say it was you at the crime scene.
That was not me. You see that 6'5" ugly woman?
You know, like Bruce Jenner, yeah, the video of her the other day talking about, you know, whether he'd run for office. It's Bruce Jenner's voice that we all know and came to love over 50 years.
Yeah.
Coming out of a grotesque female-esque body. It's bizarre. But nothing was as bad as the story that came out of Oregon on Sunday. The man who in Colton who walked into a supermarket with his mother's head. He had just beheaded her on Mother's Day, and he walked into the supermarket holding her head and the knife, and he stabbed a clerk at the store.
I didn't even see that.
Yeah, it was bad. And wow. You know, the poor father, he said all he wanted to do was retire with his wife, and now he can't do that. He lost his son and his wife on Mother's Day. There are some, you know, we joke about mental illness. There are some seriously mentally ill people out there, which is why I'm a big advocate of concealed carry, and people need to protect themselves, because the only thing the police are good for is to draw the chalk outline.
Yep, that's so true. Hey, Timothy Shea, as usual, the time has just fled by, and thank you so much for making time to be on the show. You know I will have you back.
Oh, love to. Tammy, take care.
You too. Thanks for listening to the Tammy Jackson Show on the 405. I'll be back next week with more great guests. Until then, this is Tammy Jackson reminding you, wake up, don't be silent, let your voice be heard, because we have a country to save.
I cut my teeth on the back of an old church pew. I learned to walk in the ways of light and truth. And I was told not to speak till I was spoken to. I heard it preach what I should and I should not do. And the choir sang. I tried to be a good boy, but I ain't a boy no more. That a man just can't ignore, and this world's gonna see what I'm standing for. I've kept my peace, but I can't hold my tongue anymore. You can't buy my silence, you can't steal my voice, you can't keep me quiet. I will break the noise. Try to beat me down. Shut my mouth, but there's a time to speak, and the time.